This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu repeated Thursday Israel's plans to launch a military operation into the Gaza city of Rafah. The United States, the United Nations, and other nations have urged Israel to reconsider such a military incursion into the southern Gaza city, where more than a million displaced Palestinians are reportedly sheltering. But Netanyahu insists Israel must invade Rafah to fight the last four battalions of Hamas said to be located there. Speaking in Tel Aviv Thursday, Netanyahu repeated that Israel will do what is necessary to secure the country's security, including in Rafah. As he concluded his visit to Israel Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken repeated U.S. opposition to such a plan.
Our position is clear. It hasn't changed. It won't change. We cannot, will not support a major military operation in Rafah absent an effective plan to make sure that civilians are not harmed. And no, we have not seen such a plan.
Blinken said the U.S. continues to discuss with Israel alternatives to invading Rafah to reach Hamas. U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday defended free speech and the right to protest while condemning those who would break the law to do so. As police have cracked down on campus demonstrations across the country, shutting down encampments or trying to, and making hundreds of arrests, Biden, speaking from the White House, said two fundamental American principles, the right to free speech and the rule of law, are being put to the test, and both must be upheld. He said it's not a moment for political points, it's a moment for clarity.
So let me be clear. Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is. It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest. It's against the law. Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest.
This is VOA News.